Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Discipleship.ca. My name is Teresa, and with me today is
Steve.
Thanks for joining us as we have another discussion with the hope, prayer, and goal of encouraging you in your daily walk of faith and journey towards Christ-likeness. As we explore scripture, faith, and the Christian life, as well as talking about what Jesus is teaching us on our journeys of faith. Today we are going into Psalm 67, which is a psalm of praise, a psalm that points to God, His way, and how to make Him known on earth.
Psalm 67. Mm. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known on the earth and Your saving power among the nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all peoples praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You judge the people with iniquity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the earth, all the ends of the earth fear Him.
Mm, thank you. So here we start with a plea, a prayer, a cry for God's blessing, right? May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us. So this is a bringing back of the Aaronic blessing from Numbers, which I'll get Steve, if you don't mind reading, Numbers 6, 24 to 26. This is something that Aaron blessed the Israelites with.
Yeah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Yeah. One of my favorite blessings, actually, in the scriptures. So may God be gracious to us. We know we all need God's grace, right? Or it's mercy in some translations. Mm-hmm. So we need Your grace. Be gracious to us. Bless us. We want more than God to be gracious. We want His blessing, right? So I read this and it was like someone described it as like a criminal receiving mercy from breaking the law or from the transgressions that he's done. But then he receives that grace, but then he asks for more. Yeah. I want more than just to be let off. I want Your blessing. And I think this is a great way to see how God loves us, because that's God's love. He forgives us, He cleanses us, and He gives us all the blessings in the heavenly realms in Jesus. That is a great love.
Yeah.
Right? That is a great love. So be gracious to us and bless us. Mm-hmm. And then make Your face to shine upon us, right? We want God to look at us. We want Him to be pleased. Because when you're in Jesus, when God looks at you, He sees Jesus. He sees pure. He sees forgiven.
Yeah.
He sees someone that belongs to Him. And is there anything better than that?
Yeah. And there's that bit of like when Moses went up onto the mountain,
mm-hmm.
God's face shined on him and it changed.
It changed him.
Moses, so that he shone.
That's right.
Right? And it's that what we sit under, what we bathe in, what we fill ourselves with, what we gaze upon, that actually affects us in terms of what we present.
That's right. It changed him, not just physically, but it changed him internally. It changed every part of him. And I think when God's face shines upon us, that is the response, right? We can't help but be changed and be more like Him.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have our Selah, which is our pause. So some things to think about. Take your time. Think about God's graciousness to you in your life. Think of God's blessing on your life. And what does it truly mean for God's face to shine upon you? What does that look like? How will that change you?
Yeah.
How do you go forward after that? And then on to verse 2. It says that your way, so here he's asking for this blessing, this graciousness, His face to shine upon us, so that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all the nations. So there's a reason that the psalmist is asking for all of this,
mm-hmm.
right? So that God's way can be known, so that His saving power will be known among all the nations. So this isn't a selfish plea here. He's asking for God to make His name known to all people, to lost people, right? And God's way is more than knowing who God is, but it's knowing what He wants and knowing His heart and His desires. His way is different than just knowing Him.
Yeah,
right? We walk out in that.
And again, that comes back all the way right to that shining face.
Absolutely.
Right? Like the nation should look at the people of God and go, they're different.
That's right.
Right? In a admirable, good way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Even though they don't know who God is, they should look at God's people and go, I kind of like that.
Yeah,
like, I kind of want that.
Why are they like that? Right? So
yeah.
Then what is our responsibility in this? To know God's word, study His word, to know His way so that we can walk in His way.
Mm.
We can represent Him to those around us so that when they do look at us, they think, oh, I want that. I want to know that God that they keep talking about. I want to know why they have peace. I want to know how they can, you know, find meaning in life. All of those different things, we want to point to God. So then again, it says, verse 2 says that your way may be known on earth, not just to the Israelites. So here there's that global, the psalmist is looking ahead to that global time when God, his name will be known throughout the earth, right? He's speaking to a future where all people will have the right to be called sons of God in Jesus, right? So I think this is a great time to ask yourself, do you seek God's blessing in your life? And do you seek it for ease of your life or so that his name will be made great?
Right.
Do you point to him as the way of salvation?
Right.
Yeah. It's good questions to keep asking yourself as we read through this psalm. I love this psalm in that it's very uplifting.
Yep.
Like it kind of points that arrow into our heart and asks, you know, us to examine our motives, to examine a few things in our own lives, but then it also points to the goodness and graciousness of God and how as believers on this side of the cross, if we aren't making his name great,
yeah,
what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So verse 3 goes on and says, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think here it's good, a reminder, like to call to God. And it's okay to ask God to bring people to himself. Right? That's his desire.
Yep.
To bring people to himself. And it's only through him and through his spirit that he does this. So our responsibility in this is to call on him to do that, but also to be good witnesses of who he is, representatives of him in our lives.
Right.
Verse 4 continues on and says, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. So here I think it's that be glad, sing for joy. There's a celebration. Jesus is coming back. For us here, they wouldn't have known that, but I think this is that messianic where it points to. There is a time coming that's going to look different. And for us today, we know that we can celebrate because Jesus is coming back. But it also creates an urgency in us to praise him and to make his name known.
Yep. Yep.
Right? So I think this is another pause. Selah, right? Pause. He's coming back. Are we sharing the gospel? Are we celebrating that he is coming back? Are we excited? And if we're not excited, I think it's a good time to ask yourself why.
Yep.
Because if you're not excited, what is causing that to be blocked in you? What is causing that underlying dread or not yet? Or because, I mean, Paul in the New Testament, right? To live is Christ, to die is gain. Our goal and everything about us is to be with him in glory. That should be what our eyes are focused on.
Well, and oftentimes if you're not there, right? If you're not singing for joy and living that way, like living in the light of God's grace and mercy, it's because you're not walking in it. So you've missed verse like one before the first Selah.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you've missed that God is gracious and asking him to bless you so that the world can see the difference.
That's right.
So you're not, you're selfishly doing it.
Right.
Right. You don't care about the world's difference or you don't care about God's blessing.
Right.
One of the two.
Right.
And then you get to the next one and it's like, well, now you don't actually have any joy because it's all about you striving for your stuff and your things and your standing in life.
Right.
And God's face isn't.
So you've missed that graciousness and that blessing.
And suddenly, suddenly you realize you're outside of God's people, not inside.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I think this is also a good time to pause. To search your heart, right? Are you excited? He is coming back. And what are we doing in that excitement? Are we sharing? Are we letting people know we have this great news? And then verse 5 is a repeat of verse 3. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. One of the quotes I came across said this, in that day, our joy will be even greater because great multitudes from all nations of the earth will be praising God with us. Like, can you just imagine, like, we have been part of churches that are bigger, but not huge, right? No more than 1,000.
Right.
But can you imagine multitudes praising God? Like, even when there's a few hundred of us praising God, it's amazing because the voices are lifted up and, you know, the our focus is on Jesus and we're praising him with song, but multitudes?
Yeah. So, I mean, the only thing you really get is like those big festivals, music festivals, whatever they might be, concerts.
Oh, that's fair.
Speaking rallies, yeah. Right? Like, so I have been at a Billy Graham rally in Toronto where there was like 60,000.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. Like, yeah.
Okay. Definitely not alone.
No, right? And it does. It makes you feel that. Because I think so often as believers, we do feel alone.
Yeah.
We walk. And I guess it depends.
You're oftentimes the only person in your workplace. Or the only, some people are the only person in your family.
Right.
Some people are your only person in your group of friends that is really trying to live for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then so when you get to be part of those bigger, monstrously large groups, you really do feel the like,
that like confirmation.
There is like God actually does have people.
Right.
Like this is amazing.
He is calling people to himself and we can rejoice in that. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 6 goes on and says, the earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us.
Mm-hmm.
Yielded its increase, right? Once the earth knows God's way, God's salvation, and it praises him.
Yeah.
Right? After. But this is after. This is happening after we're following these steps in this song, right? This is the result of the praise. This is the result of the blessing, right? When we belong to God, when we walk in his way, in his salvation, we will be blessed. Now, the blessing might look different than what we think it should or will look like, but we will be blessed in him. We will. Yeah. We are. And then blessing again is repeated in verse 6. There's an emphasis on blessing here because there's a confidence in the blessing, and there's that blessing that is actually being fulfilled in Jesus.
Right.
God shall bless us. Again, verse 7, it says, God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Yeah.
Another quote that I read was, God gets the respect, the honor, the praise, the glory he is worthy of. We may never get respect. We may never face anything but hardship. We may end up poor and broken and persecuted and even laying down our lives and yet be more blessed than ever because God has used us in a great way.
Yeah.
And that's where I think sometimes that blessing, and I don't know where you're listening from, here in North America, blessing is equal to wealth in a lot of people's mind. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. It's not what the psalmist is pointing to here. Our blessings in Jesus. He may choose to bless you with wealth. That may be part of your blessing and your plan, his plan for your life. But it might not be. It might not be. I think we need to remember that our blessing is found in Jesus, in knowing him, in that eternal life, and in that grace that he gives us every day, in the hardships, in all of those things to follow him. And I think this psalm is a really great encouragement and a reminder for us to seek God and to ask for his blessing.
Yep.
They're asking, right? The psalmist is asking for it. You don't need to be ashamed to ask. And also, though, to check our hearts.
Yep.
Are we right with him? Are we asking for the right reasons? And are we declaring his name? Does the blessing he pour out on us, do we point it back to him?
Right.
Because Jesus is coming back. So let's celebrate and be glad and live our lives to honor him until that day. Well, it was a short one today, guys, but I just pray that you are encouraged as you go about your day, knowing that you are not alone.
She says short one, but it's almost the same length of time.
Oh, it felt short.
Anyway, thanks for joining us for our conversation today. If you've enjoyed the podcast, you can always subscribe, leave a like or a comment on our social streams, or even tell others about us. We appreciate any help in getting connected to people who are interested. As always, you can find us online at discipleship.ca and on Facebook and Instagram. Have a great day. Hope you can join us next time.
Until next time.